Hello, friends of El Moshe. In this week's Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts to the Bnei Yisrael many of the things that happened while they were in the Midbar. In Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, he talks about how Hashem told him, following the making of the second Luchos, to make a wooden Aron to put the Luchos in. And Rashi here says that this Aron is not the Aron Kodesh in the Mishkan that we are familiar with, that was made by Bezalel, that was covered in gold on the inside and the outside and was wood in the middle, but rather a different Aron. This is an Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and this Aron eventually ended up housing the first set of broken Luchos, and the second pair of complete Luchos were moved from this Aron to the one in the Mishkan, and this Aron with the broken Luchos was the one that would accompany the Bnei Yisrael out to war when they got into Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi basically says there were two Aronos, one which went out to them with war and one which was kept in the Mishkan. The Ramban takes issue with this Rashi, and he makes a few points. Number one, he says that if you look in the Gemara, it's in Maseches Shkalim, the Gemara tells us it's actually a Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that indeed there were two Aronos, just like Rashi says. However, the Ramban says that is the minority opinion. The majority opinion is that of the Chachamim, and who believe that there was only one Aron. Famously, the Gemara says there was one Aron, and the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos, Munach and Baron, both the complete Luchos and the first set of the broken ones were together in one Aron. So the Ramban says, number one, the Gemara implies that the majority opinion says there was only one Aron, not two. Second point Ramban says is, if indeed there really were two Arons while the Bnei Yisrael had a Mishkan and were in Israel, he says we don't really ever hear of the location of the second Aron. It just says the Aron is put in the Mishkan. And where was this other Aron kept, like when they weren't fighting? Like, we don't know anything about it. So he says it's very unlikely that there were two, and seemingly there was only one. To which then the Ramban says, now how do we explain, if there indeed was only one Aron, then what is this Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu is making here? Is this the Aron? But it's only described as being made out of wood, and we thought the Aron was made by Bezalel, not Moshe. So the Ramban gives two possibilities. He says, number one, this Aron was used to store the Luchos up until the point of Bezalel making the Aron that was going to go in the Mishkan. So, which happened at a later point in time. Moshe came down from the mountain on Yom Kippur, and the Mishkan was not made yet, so there was no Aron to hold the Luchos. So the Ramban says this Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu was making is the Aron to store the Luchos in temporarily until we have the real deal that we're going to put in the Mishkan. What happened to this Aron once we got the Mishkan and we put the Luchos in the Aron in the Mishkan? The Ramban says this Aron was buried. It was put away, it was no longer in use, it served its purpose, and it was never used again, it was put away somewhere. Option two, the Ramban says, is that this Aron that Moshe is being told to make here may possibly be referring to the actual Aron that Bezalel made. Just like Moshe was told to make all of the Kelim in the Mishkan, and ultimately Bezalel made them. So he says this too is just Moshe telling the people that Hashem reminded him that after he got the second Luchos, there had to be an Aron made for these Luchos. And when the Psukim here say that Moshe made the Aron, it doesn't mean that he himself made it. It means the Aron that Bezalel made, and it's all referring to the same Aron. So, in summary, essentially, Rashi believes that there were two Aronos, one that stored the broken Luchos that went out to war with them, the second one that stored the second Luchos, which was kept in the Mishkan. The Ramban believes either that the Aron that Moshe was told to make here was a temporary Aron, just until the real one was made by Bezalel later, and then this one was hidden away, or that the Aron that we're referring to here is indeed the Aron that Bezalel made. Moshe is just being given instruction about it. It is often understood that the Luchos represent the commitment and our attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of how we live and go about our daily lives, and full commitment to him regarding that. The broken luchos, are often understood as representing those times in our life where maybe we feel that those commitments and the bond to Hashem is somewhat weakened, or perhaps maybe even broken at certain points. And it's kind of interesting that we have the concept from the Ramban that the luchos and the shivrei luchos were together in one aron. It's funny, many people would probably say we would not want to keep those broken parts as part of our luchos existence. We would rather take those parts of our life that were broken and that were tainted, and we would want to, you know, just hide them, get rid of them, pretend like they're not there, and you know, cover them up. Why would we want to keep them stored there? And I think there's an idea from Rav Nachman, where he says that essentially it is those parts of our lives which make us who we are, and that is the sum total of ourselves. And in order to be fully committed and connected to Hashem, which is represented by the luchos shnios, sometimes we have to bring with us our full selves, which may include some parts of our past, which maybe are somewhat unpleasant. And instead of completely shunning them and putting them away, we have the luchos v'shivrei luchos munachim ba'aron. We can use those past experiences and those times that maybe were somewhat undesirable to build ourselves in terms of who we are and how we you know, relate in terms of our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.